Then? Didn't Angua tell you? She went off with the wolves when I was asleep, Lady Sybil said. Vimes recounted the events of the night as best he could. Afterwards, Carrot said, Gavin was a very noble creature. I'm sorry he's dead. I'm sure we'd have got on well. You mean every word of it, Vimes thought. I know you do. But it works out all right for you, doesn't it? It always does. If it had been the other way about, if it had been Gavin that attacked Wolf first, then I know it would have been you that went over the falls with the bastard. But it wasn't you, was it? If you were dice, you'd always roll sixes. And the dice don't roll themselves. If it wasn't against everything he wanted to be true about the world, Vimes might just then have believed in destiny-controlling people. And gods helped the other people who were around when a big destiny was alive in the world, bending every poor bugger around itself. Out loud, he said, Poor old Gasbode went over too. How? What was he doing? You could say he had our lad's full attention. A real street fighter. Poor little soul, he was a good dog at heart. And once again, words that would have sounded trite and wrong on anyone else's lips were redeemed by the way Carrot said them. And what about Tantony? Said Vimes. Left this morning, Lady Sybil said. Good grief. And Wolfgang played noughts and crosses on his chest. Igor's a dab hand with a needle, sir. Afterwards, a thoughtful Sam Vimes stepped out into the coachyard. And Igor was already holding the luggage. Which one are you? Said Vimes. Igor, master. All right. And are you happy here, Igor? We could do with a man of your talents in the watch, and no mistake. Igor looked down from the top of the coach.
In Ankh-Morpork, master? My word. Everyone wants to go to Ankh-Morpork, master. It's a very tempting offer, but I know where my duty lies, Your Excellency. I must get the place ready for the next Excellency.
Oh, surely.
However, fortuitously, my nephew Igor is looking for a position, master. He should do well in Ankh-Morpork. He's rather too modern for Oberwelt, that's for sure.
Good lad, is he?
His heart's in the right place. I know that for certain, sir.
Good. Well, get a message to him, then. We're leaving as soon as we can.
He will be so excited, sir. I've heard that in Ankh-Morpork, bodies just lie around in the streets for anyone to take away.
It's not quite as bad as that, Igor.
Isn't it? Oh, well, you can't have everything. I'll tell him directly.
Igor lurched off in a sort of high-speed totter. I wonder why they all walk like that, thought Vimes. They must have one leg shorter than the other. Either that or they're not good at choosing boots. He sat down on the steps to the house and fished out a cigar. So that was it then. Bloody politics again. It was always bloody politics or bloody diplomatics. Bloody lies in smart clothing. Once you got off the streets, criminals just flowed through your fingers. The King and Lady Margalotta and Vetinari, they always looked at some sort of big picture. Vimes knew he was, and always would be, a little picture man. Dee was useful, so she'd probably get, a few days breaking bread or whatever it was they gave you here for being naughty. After all she'd destroyed was a fake, wasn't it? Was it? But she'd thought she was committing a much bigger crime. That ought to mean something in Sam Vimes's personal gallery of little pictures. And the Baroness was as guilty as hell. People had died. As for Wolfgang, well, some people were just built guilty. It was as simple as that. Anything they did became a crime simply because it was them doing it. He blew out a stream of smoke. People like that shouldn't be allowed to simply die their way out of things. He hadn't, had he?